Hello, this is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. And today, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. First of all, can you tell me, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper?
No.
No, okay, thank you so much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or you are not registered to vote.
Definitely will vote.
Okay, thank you. And when which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Nope.
No, got it. And what is your main racial background? African-American or Black, Asian-American, white or other?
White.
Got it. And now, can you tell me what is your age?
67.
67, thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You will definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, leans likely to the Democratic candidate, or
vote for all Democratic.
Okay, thank you so
much.
Good, thank you. Now, I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. And we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Erin Huntley.
Never heard of him, but I'm recently in Florida, so some I won't know.
Okay, but right now, do you have a favorable, unfavorable opinion or no opinion?
If they're a Democrat, I have a favorable opinion.
Okay, actually, I don't really know if this is a Democrat or a Republican candidate, so I cannot tell you.
All right, I'm just going to say I can't say then.
Okay. And then we have Kamala Harris.
And what was the question? Definitely a favorable opinion.
Okay, it's a very favorable.
Yes.
Okay. Then we have Carolina Amnesty.
Not familiar with that one, so I can't say.
Okay. Then we have Leonard Spencer.
Can't say.
Okay. And the last one is Scott Boyd.
Can't say.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. And now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely, 100%.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
All Democrats.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard
Spencer?
Okay, thank you. Now, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. So Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
Okay. And again, would you say you are definitely or just probably voting for Leonard Spencer?
Definitely.
Okay. And now, due to State Representative Amnesty's arrest, there has been discussions that he will resign from office and not run for the re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. Now, I'm going to ask you about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. So, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Democratic all the way.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably
definitely
voting for Leonard? Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Spencer, Democrat, definitely
okay.
Voting for.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat? Usually vote Democrat? Vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans? Usually vote Republicans or always vote Republicans?
In the past, I have voted for both parties, but I will never do that again in the future. Democratic all the way.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Probably liberal.
Okay. And would you say you are very or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
No problem.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.